From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. The results are in. Municipal elections took place across the state yesterday, and KBIA had reporting teams out at the watch parties with the candidates, the voters, and supporters. Here are some of the sounds and the voices from the evening.
I'm Noah Taborda. Mayor Brian Treese was reelected for office last night, winning with 64% of the vote. At Top 10 Wines, Treese celebrated the victory with his friends and family, capping off a heated campaign against challenger Chris Kelly. Treese said despite a rigorous campaign, he's ready to get to work on key issues.
We already have a heavy load and a heavy agenda, with respect to hiring a new city manager and continuing the great work that Interim Chief Jeff Jones has done at the Columbia Police Department. And, I'm just excited for the chance to continue the progress we've made.
During his acceptance speech, Treese said he looks forward to working further with the community to improve Columbia.
We're going to continue to clean out this culture of cronyism that has got us to this place and continue moving Columbia forward together.
Thank you. Treese, who was first elected in 2016, said mayoral election experience was key in preparing him for this campaign and for his second term.
Brian has won.
I'm Mitch Legan. At Billiards on Broadway, Democratic challenger for Mayor Chris Kelly said he had never lost an election until yesterday. In fact, before last night, Kelly had won 12 elections in a row, serving as Boone County Clerk, State Representative, and Associate Judge on Missouri's 13th Circuit Court. Kelly mentioned it was fitting that his first loss came in his 13th election, but said he was proud of his campaign's effort and ending a 42-year career in public service.
And I'm also an incredibly grateful man. You know, these people of Columbia and Boone County have given me a tremendous career, and I've tried to do good things. I'm happy that I made the race, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities.
Kelly said that at 72 years old, he will be ending his career to spend extra time with family and friends.
For KBIA News, I'm Mac Whaley. Two candidates faced off for mayor of Centralia, Chris Cox, who won the seat by 10 votes, says he spent the waning hours of his campaign knocking on every door in town. It proved successful.
I think it got some people to come out and vote that wouldn't have. I'm going to say that people have been complacent that I wouldn't have won, and so I think I was able to motivate people to want to get out and vote, which made the difference, I think. I think that's good that people go out and exercise their right to vote, whether they vote for me or anybody. The more people involved, the better our system works.
Cox beat the incumbent, Tim Greinke. Greinke had served for 12 years as mayor. Despite the close race, Cox says he wasn't nervous. He says he will focus on improving the city's streets and increasing economic growth. He wants to focus on industries that are more service-based for families looking to call Centralia home.
I'm Jamie Hobbs. At Broadway Brewery, supporters gathered as 3rd Ward Columbia City Council member Carl Scala and 4th Ward City Council member Ian Thomas celebrated their victories together last night.
So nice of everybody to come out tonight.
Both Scala and Thomas ran unopposed. Thomas says his priority moving forward is expanding transportation.
We hit a really low point last fall with budget cuts. I worked very hard to try to find some alternative revenue options to mitigate the impact of those cuts.
Along with transportation, Thomas's campaign is focused on bettering public safety and government transparency. Scala is also wanting to work on public safety as well as bettering infrastructure.
Celebrating their unopposed re-elections last night, Scala and Thomas said they're ready to jump back into city council and work on finding a city manager, transportation, and public safety. Scala says he's optimistic about interim Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones and community policing in his ward.
We're seeing some real tangible effects of these relationship-building exercises in some of these underserved areas, and God knows the 3rd Ward could use some of that help.
Scala is beginning his 4th term on the council, and Thomas is beginning his 3rd term. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
At Cheerleader Pub and Grill, I'm Cassidy Arena. Family members and supporters of Della Streety Will Hoyt's watch party remained in high spirits throughout the night as early election results favored the spunky candidate for Columbia School Board. Streety Will Hoyt, in bright green pants, moved quickly around the bar greeting all of her supporters. Dr. Della, as her supporters know her, ran on a campaign to reduce racial disparity in educational outcomes and encourage more female students to participate in STEM education. She beat all other candidates with 39% of the vote to secure one of two open board seats.
I'm going to be a voice that can enhance what the current school board members are doing. And I'm there with them so that we can better the education of our children.
This is Streety Wilhoit's first time running for the school board, so her first plans are to get to know the other members.
I appreciate everybody.
In Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. School board candidate Jay Atkins lost his bid for a seat on the Columbia Board of Education. Surrounded by supporters, some wearing Atkins t-shirts, he said he hopes the successful candidates, Della Streety Wilhoit and Blake Willoughby, will address literacy rates.
Literacy gap, achievement gap measures are horrific in this district, and we need to do some work on it. So I hope they tackle that. It's a big problem, and I hope they go after it.
Atkins says he wouldn't change anything about his campaign, but he is unsure if he will run again for school board.
That's what I'm talking about!
I'm Sydney Steele. Blake Willoughby celebrated his election to the Columbia Board of Education at the Heidelberg in downtown Columbia. Monica Miller was one of many optimistic supporters.
Lots of hope, lots of passion for him, especially with his colleagues. You really see the love that they have for him, the respect that they have for him. They want to see him succeed.
A theme throughout Willoughby's campaign was creating community dialogue. He believes this was the reason for his success.
The roadmap I was giving about how communication would work, the fact that I am open to discourse and really having that dialogue and making sure that all those perspectives are represented on the board.
Willoughby and Della Streety Wilhoit will fill the two open seats on the board.
That was a wrap-up of election coverage from the KBIA Newsroom, produced by Jamie Hobbs with the KBIA News Team. For more election coverage, go to kbia.org.